In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
At the word of Jesus and at his speaking, all that is came into existence from nothing. Jesus spoke, and light came forth from darkness, order from chaos, life from nothing. Jesus speaks, and it is. For he is the Word who is God, and yet is with God. The divine and eternal Word through whom all was made, who himself is the beginning and ending of all things. So why does Jesus, the creator of all things, put his fingers into the deaf-mute man's ears and touch his tongue with spittle? Simply because at his word and touch comes the Holy Spirit with his sevenfold gifts. But why his fingers? Remember how Egypt was afflicted with 10 plagues by the finger of God. Remember that Jesus himself said he drives out demons by the finger of God. And in another place, St. Matthew records Jesus as saying he drives out demons by the Spirit of God. Jesus puts his fingers in the man's ears because he opens his ears by the gifts of the Spirit. Of the spitting and touching of the tongue. It's the water joined to and sanctified by the word from Jesus' mouth, which washes away all sin. It's wisdom from on high, wisdom from he who is your head, Jesus Christ, divine wisdom incarnate. And when he touches your tongue, it immediately becomes fashioned to sing his praises. This is recreation. As he once formed Adam from the dust and breathed the life-giving spirit into his nostrils, so now Jesus recreates and reforms this man's ears and tongue by the same spirit. This is also baptismal. Jesus does this for you. In the breathing out of the Spirit upon you in the water joined to and sanctified by the word of his mouth. For it's sin that clogs ears and binds tongues. The original sin you inherit from Adam courses through your veins like poison. But you've also been a willing and happy participant. You've stood happily by as your ears are filled with filth and your tongue shackled with perversion. What's the most common thing that you do with your tongue? Speak lies and spread gossip. Utter blasphemy and evil and hateful words. Why do you use your tongue to murder and slander, to mock and deny God? Don't you realize it's your tongue that drives the knife further into your friend's back while you smile at his face? You brag. You like to show how clever, how indispensable you think you are. But you're not as important as you think. Your wife, your children, your employer, even your church can all get along just fine without you. Mute with sin, unable to ask God to deliver you, you will be condemned. And what of your ears? When you hear lies, gossip, slander, and blasphemy, do you stand firm upon the Scriptures, refuting it and rebuking those who speak it? Or are you just happy to get some juicy bit of info? Glad to be included. Relieved you're not the one gossiped about. To listen and participate is to clog your ears with sin. Your silence is proof you're deaf with iniquities, unable to hear the divine voice of God's word. So it is that Jesus looks toward heaven and sighs. It wasn't necessary for him to do this. He himself could give what he was asking for. But Jesus here teaches you to ask him who is enthroned in heaven to open your ears and to loosen your tongue through the working of the Holy Spirit and the spittle from his mouth. That is, through his word, holy baptism, absolution, and the Holy Eucharist. Jesus says, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. Immediately the man's ears are opened and his tongue came loose. Jesus speaks to closed ears. Just as he said, he has not come to call the righteous, but the sinners. And the healthy have no need of the physician. So it is that Jesus speaks to closed ears. And when your ears are open to hear the word of God by the word of God, then even your tongue is immediately loosed from its bonds to confess Jesus as Lord and sing his praises. The scriptures say faith comes by hearing, but this man couldn't hear. Yet he had friends, true friends, who loved him enough and knew enough to bring him to Jesus. In the same way, those who loved you enough, who cared for you enough, whether friends or family, they were not content to let you remain as you were. These are your true friends who brought you to Jesus. They brought you to holy baptism, where Jesus opens ears and sets tongues free by the Holy Spirit. They brought you to Jesus, whose creative omnipotence made all things in the beginning to be very good, whose every way is perfect. That he would lay his hands upon you and utter the mighty word of recreation. And he has, with the finger of God and the water joined to the word of his mouth, Jesus opens your ears and looses your tongue. He does indeed do all things well and has spoken the mighty word of restoration, Ephatha. Now you hear his word. Now you confess his name and sing his praises. You shall live. But this story isn't just an allegory. It's real, actual history. This deaf mute was a real man with a real affliction who was actually and physically touched by Jesus and actually historically made well. So also in the same way is your healing true and real. Yours is a real and true affliction of sin. You're doomed to die a real death. Thus Jesus heals you. But whether or not he heals your body in this life, he most assuredly heals you for the life to come. And nothing can take that from you. For Jesus Christ, who sighed and breathed his last upon the cross for your sake, gives himself in word and sacrament through the Spirit, that you may hear his voice and believe in him. He opens your lips that your mouth may declare his praise. He sighs under the weight of your sin, bearing the burden of your guilt willingly and gladly. He bears it because he loves you. And it's by his suffering, sighing, and death that the chains of the devil are broken and his lies proven false. Jesus' blood runs down his sacred limbs, stains the wood and dirt red, drips from the spikes that hold him to the cross to make you well and give you peace that passes all understanding in the forgiveness of your sins. And as Jesus is actually, historically, physically, risen from the grave, reigning at the Father's right hand, so too shall you be raised. It can be no other way, for Jesus bestows every good and holy gift upon you. And it is for this very reason that he establishes the office of the holy ministry. St. Paul calls this ministry in which Jesus sends men in the power of the Spirit to deliver, administer, apply, and bestow his mercy, his forgiveness, his healing to and upon you. St. Paul calls it glorious. Its glory isn't by virtue of the person of the pastor, but of the Spirit who works through the word and holy sacraments preached and administered. It's glorious because it's God's will, and through it he works in Christ to heal and forgive the brokenness of your sin, to deliver his salvation to you. And by Jesus' death and resurrection, to bring you out of death and into everlasting life in your own body. Yes, faith does come by hearing, So Jesus sends someone to preach to you. Holy baptism is the true and real washing away of sin. It's the water from his side mingled with his blood and joined to his word by the Spirit. And by it you truly receive faith. You hear the word of Jesus and sing his praises. Jesus actually puts his fingers into your ears and touches your tongue, crying out, "Ephphatha," in the holy absolution. And you receive the true, real, and physical flesh and blood of Jesus, born of the Blessed Virgin, crucified and raised again, reigning at the Father's side in the Holy Communion. Jesus touches your tongue with his body and blood, saying, "Ephphatha," and you respond rightly, "Amen." For yes, yes, it is so. Let no fear or doubt take hold of you. Let the devil, the world, and even your own sinful nature rage against you if they want. Jesus does all things well. He cures your sin and destroys death, raising you to new and everlasting life. At the touch of Jesus and by his word, sins are forgiven and death retreats. What Jesus did then for the deaf mute, he truly and really does for you now, in word and sacrament. The Holy One of Israel, the Holy One of Jacob, has indeed been lifted up for you, crying out, "Ephphatha." Come then to the altar as Jesus touches your tongue. Come, be opened and live. Jesus does indeed do all things well. He sets your tongue loose to speak rightly. You shall live in your own body with him in his kingdom for eternity. For he does all things well for you. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.